It's time for Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
Hey, folks, it's Mike the Ref here. Just finished up at the Albert Avenue Hall here with the Monster Pro Wrestling Road to the Leo Burke Cup show. Wow, that lot of energy in this show, lot of matches. And one thing I did mention last month was it was a bit of a, every match had a similar kind of ending. This one definitely did not. It was very interesting, top to bottom here, and a lot of interesting spots through it. Of course, with me is the regular, the Wrestling Mind, Brian Hamilton.
Oh, how's it going, guys?
Fantastic card here.
Exactly.
Your overall thoughts before we get to the seven matches?
Oh, I thought it was top to bottom, great card, seven great matches, great crowd on hand too tonight, unbelievable.
Absolutely, and they stayed right through to the bitter end here.
Yes.
And so we started off right off the bat with three Leo Burke Cup qualifiers.
Yeah.
The first one, we had Jack Pride taking on Chris Parrish. These two are setting up for a Canada Cup final with CWC in 2 weeks. Or, sorry, 1 week.
Yeah.
Wow, it's coming up quick. These two guys, it was the first time, I think, working together in a match one-on-one. And it was a pick-em all the way through.
Yes.
In the end, Jack Pride gets that pinfall victory with the elbow off the top rope. Brian, your thoughts on the match?
Oh, it was a great match back and forth. Parrish controlled most of the match, but in the end, Pride, he did his move. He got the win. He picked up a huge win over Parrish. Now he's in the finals of the Leo Burke Cups. Great for him.
Well, I do believe he's in the semifinals now.
So great for him.
So going on from there, we have the second qualifier. I don't even want to fucking say this. Sorry, I don't mean to swear, but I swore here. It's my Anaheim Ducks resentment right now coming out. The big sexy beast, Bradley Graham, taking on Jack Hammer.
Oh, boy.
Now, we had a special guest here for this match.
Yes.
Making his return, the last time he was here, he ended up costing Steve Riffers a victory at the Leo Burke Cup 2015.
Yes.
The American Man of Mystery.
Yeah, very shocking to see him again. Wow, what a surprise that was.
Yeah, he looked really weird out there. That's one thing I'll say about that.
Yeah.
Well, but this time, the American Man of Mystery ends up creating a positive effect for his charge.
Very.
Where Jack Hammer was going to go for that lariat to finish off the big sexy beast. The American Man of Mystery picks the ankle, caused the distraction. Bradley Graham gets the avalanche splash, then gets the Vader bomb for the 1-2-3, advancing in the Canada Cup tournament. Brian, your thoughts?
Yeah, very good match. Jack Hammer, powerful as always, but in the end, a little bit of outside interference, distraction by Mr. Graham's manager there, caused Jack Hammer to lose focus and lose a match, and Bradley Graham, he's now qualified for a semifinal next month, so great for him.
The only thing I'm going to say as a follow-up, American Man of Mystery, if you live in the States, there's a lot more sun there. Let's get those legs a little bit of a tan.
Exactly.
Here.
Exactly.
You look like you light up a room like an LED light. But then from there, we have our third and final qualifier with Kato, with Psycho Soraya in his corner, taking on Jude Dawkins.
Yes.
Now, the big point of this match is when Kato threw powder into the eyes of the cheetah bear.
Yes.
Behind the referee's back. Rather ingenious.
Exactly.
From the veteran.
Oh, very.
Throughout the match, you're getting shades of WrestleMania 6 with Jake the Snake and Rick Martel.
Yes.
Where Jude's looking for ways for the fans to help him find the Asian assassin. In the end, you have a lackadaisical pin by Kato.
Yes.
Gets turned into a full or half Nelson cradle.
Yeah.
Rollover for a 1-2-3 victory.
Very.
And moving on in the tournament is Jude Dawkins. Your thoughts on the match, Brian?
Oh, great match overall. Well, the problem is, Judoka's had was at a pretty much disadvantage for three quarters of this match when he got powder in his eyes. Could not see. He was getting trying to get the crowd involved. He didn't end, though. He got the pinfall. He advances. He's in a semifinal match next month. Great for him. Bad for Cato.
Absolutely. And we did find out following the first match that the All-American Steve Rivers qualified at a house show to advance into this tournament as well. So there's your four semifinalists. Before we go on, those are the guys we're going to pick from: Jack Pride, Bradley Graham, Jude Dawkins, and Steve Rivers. Who do you have going through in this, if you got to pick right now?
I would like to see either Jude Dawkins or Jack Pride get through, because those two deserve it. Graham and Rivers, I do agree, he did get screwed last year, so he does have
that,
a point. So.
That was going to be my pick. Like, so, as much as I hate that guy, and he's probably sitting in Anaheim right now admiring the Ducks win, because he probably influenced the referees there.
Yes.
But I'll leave that point for another time here.
Yes.
I would like to see Steve Rivers win this one.
Coming
up May 3rd at the Alberta Avenue Arena as well. So
it's going to be very, very interesting to see what happens. Because we got four so far, so, you know, maybe there might be more, might not be, you never know.
And then from there, we're going on to four title matches.
Wow.
Now, right off the bat, we had the Sirens title match. You had Psycho Soraya, the champion, no rest for the wicked, right back out right after her last match, or a Chargers match in Cato, taking on Angelica.
Yes.
Now, this match here, it was all Angelica until she ended up taking a face buster, which sort of jammed her neck and brought back those concussion problems from last month.
Yes.
In the end, at the end of the match, you had a distraction by Cato.
Yeah.
Causing a... and folks, that's not gunfire, that's fireworks. Just letting you guys know in the background. Cato was distracting the referee. Soraya grabs the Sirens title, hits Angelica in the face with it, knocks her out, 1, 2, 3, it's over.
Yes.
After that, Sexy Sam comes out, gets on the mic, declares that this is absolute BS, and they agree next month it's going to be Sexy Sam versus Soraya for the Sirens Championship. Brian, your thoughts on the match before we get to one of the interesting points we got in here?
Oh, overall, the match was great to watch. Angelica, like you said, controlled most of the match until Cato got involved, and she kind of went loopy there. In the end, though, Soraya took advantage with a distraction, used a belt, picked up the win, and retained his title. But then, like you said, next month we got Sexy Sam there coming out, so challenging, so it's very interesting.
Sorry, folks, had a little bit of a bike there, but the bike actually reminds me of one of the points of this match that I wanted to bring up. You know how WWE has the Drifter now on Raw?
Yeah.
MPW has a Drifter as well. We had a lady come up. We assume it's a lady. Either that or Bradley Graham borrowed out a push-up bra to somebody, which... No, this was a lady.
Okay.
Comes around, flexing her biceps. She had a full mask on, like a biker mask.
Yes.
And I'm pretty sure this is her bike running right now. Lily walks around the arena and then walks out.
Yeah.
It's sort of like the Drifter with his guitar.
Yeah,
Brian?
Yeah, that was weird. All of a sudden, this lady comes out, walks around the ring. No apparent reason, and walks right back out. It's like... What the heck was that all about? It's crazy.
Absolutely. But then from there, we're going to go into a little bit of a nostalgia lesson here, folks. In the heavyweight title match, the Irishman was scheduled to take on Crazy Core.
Yes.
Now, if you guys go back to the MPW Velocity show back in September, Crazy Core interrupted a match between Massive Damage and Irishman for the title, cashing in his Ripper Factor and getting a chance at the title. Now this time, I guess turnabout is fair play, where Massive is the Ripper champion, comes out, cashes in his shot, but he makes it a triple threat match. Now, personally, I think it's a genius move because you don't necessarily have to pin the champion to win the title. Your thoughts, Brian?
Oh, it was a great move by Masvidal. He took advantage of the Ripper Factor. Great part on him. And the best part is that he did not do what Crazy Core did to him last year and kick him out. He made this a triple threat, so he had Crazy Core in it. And in the end, the ending, oh my God.
Yeah, folks, I'm going to say this right now. You got the Irishman, you got Crazy Core, you got Massive Damage all in one match. You know you're going to get a good match.
Yeah.
These guys have the intensity with each other, the familiarity as well, and that's one of the strongest suits that you have with it. In the end, I thought we saw every IRA
possible
everywhere.
Yeah.
All right. Picture this, folks. Crazy Core's going for his black hole slam. As he's twisting around, the Irishman hits his IRA out of nowhere. And I'm going out of my mind here because I can't believe they actually pulled that off.
Actually, wasn't it Massive going for his spear?
That's right. It was crazy.
Sorry, I'm the play-by-play guy here. Remember that.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Anyway, it was just wow.
Wow.
Yeah. And Irishman pins Crazy Core for the 1-2-3 in an absolutely fantastic match.
My God.
One of the top matches in MPW this year so far.
Oh, big time. Unbelievable.
But then going on from there, we had the tag team title match. You had the champions of Shark Club taking on the team of Epic Wood. And I'm sorry, that Epic Wood chant is going to... they might be fans of Epic Wood, so I better be quiet while they move away. You had Epic Wood, Lumberjack Larry, and Epic Eddie Rude. They were challenged as well by the struggle in the form of Sean Martins and Maniac.
Yes.
Now, these guys actually worked really well together. Very good back and forth. Match, I was checking the time on the match because we're getting a few match times out of this. It was just over 14 minutes, bell to bell.
Yeah.
In the end, Lumberjack Larry goes for a suicide dive off the corner to the outside, landing onto four other competitors, the two Struggle and the two Shark Club. Epic Eddie Rude slides into the ring. And I'm sorry, hashtag wrestling logic here. Count out victory for Epic Wood?
Yeah, incredible. Lumberjack Larry took an insane dive, knocking, like you said, Shark Club, Struggle, and he would take Chris Parrish out. Five men out, and then had Mr. Rude get in the ring. They pick up the win by count out, which was, I guess, they were declared their number one contenders for the tag team titles.
Well, I'm gonna say this, folks. Like, I bring my pauses. There is a small negative here.
Yeah.
Everybody was confused about the count out.
Yeah.
Because nobody's seen a count out in triple threat match.
Exactly.
Just like at the ranch show when I gave my report, we had a DQ in a triple threat match. Like,
what the hell?
I'm sorry, this wrestling logic just, I'm sorry, like the error in the error in the place on the confusion. It's like a balloon pop there for a moment.
Oh, my God. It felt like the whole the whole building went dead for a bit. It was like, what the hell?
The one thing I will say as a positive, though, is the fact we're going to be able to see this matchup again.
Yes.
Next month, we're going to see Epic Wood take on the champions of Shark Club for the championship, and I can't wait to see that.
That is going to be good because it's going to be 2-on-2. You're not going to have another team. It's going to be... hold for hold, move for move, you know. I'm looking forward to this. Two great fan-favorite teams going at it. Good luck to the winning team, because they're going to have to earn it and deserve it next month.
I believe those sirens are based on the fact that we feel that one team got screwed here tonight. But
yes.
I believe somebody called the cops.
Yes,
they
did.
But then let's get to our main event.
Wow.
It was for the provincial title. Title versus mask. You had Dynamic Dean Richter. Oh, my apologies. Somebody's so excited they had to go to the hospital. So that's a different kind of siren. Anyway, we had Dynamic Dean Richter taking on Kid Cyrus.
Yeah.
If Richter wins, Cyrus gets unmasked. If Cyrus wins, he wins the provincial title. this all stems from a disqualification victory that Kid Cyrus had last month here at the Alberta Avenue Arena.
Yes.
Now, there's a couple points I want to bring up in this match.
Exactly.
First of all, right off the bat, probably not even a minute in, Kid Cyrus goes up to the top, wants to do a corkscrew moonsault over the top. Folks, it's a reason it's called high risk.
Yeah, very.
Kid Cyrus hit his knee on the guardrail, and we all just took a big hush. And the arena was dead silent for a good 3-4 minutes. But I'm happy to say that he was up and walking around, and they continued the match.
Unbelievable.
I saw him leaving the arena today. He looked like there was a bit of a limp, but nothing as bad as it could have been there.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Thank God.
Kid Cyrus did everything in his power to keep up with Dynamic Dean Richter, but that knee just kept acting up.
Yeah.
And then what I think is personally the turning point, the Edmonton SPN turning point.
Yes.
You got Kid Cyrus on the top rope, ready to finish off Dean Richter, and out of nowhere, KJ Cash goes up for a step-up enziguri to the back of the head of Kid Cyrus. I'm sorry, that looked like Del Rio going up there, and we have never seen KJ pull off a move in that ring.
My God. It,
that's her first move. My God, if we're going to go from that one going on, it's nothing but golden roses out of this one here for Brian. Brian, you got to comment on that.
Oh, unbelievable. My God, she did that. But prior to that, when Dean Richter had the referee distracted, she did a super kick right onto the jaw of Kid Cyrus, and my God, it looked vicious right in front of us. And then her, when she did that thing, did the
step up in Seguri there, yeah.
Yeah, my God, incredible. My God, she's going to be a dangerous, dangerous manager. And Dean Richter, that's why he's got her in his corner.
Yeah, all I can say is hashtag blue chipper coming in. I got a weird feeling about that one.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
A product of the Monster Pro Wrestling Factory here in Edmonton.
Damn right.
But in the end, the numbers game with Crazy Core and KJ Cash out there. Just way too much. Dean Richter hits his rolling elbow to the back of the head. Gets the 1-2-3. Richter retains his championship. And Kid Cyrus is unmasked.
Yes.
Now, for those that aren't too familiar with wrestling, getting your mask removed is probably one of the most embarrassing things to happen to a wrestler.
Yes.
The guy underneath the mask, I don't know who it is. I'm gonna try and find out for you guys. Maybe try and get an interview with him. But he did have a little bit of fight after the match, because after the unmasking, Richter was trying to get a chair and finish him off completely.
Big time.
Out comes the Cheetah Bear, hits the Abbey Road Crossing on Richter, clears the ring, and looks like that feud's back up and at him again.
Yeah, very. And thank God Dawkins came out to save Cyrus, because if he didn't, I don't think we'd be seeing Kid Cyrus for a long time, because they were out to terminate this young man for no apparent reason. Thank God Dawkins saved him, and he gets to continue his career.
All right, folks, time for our highlights of the night. And Brian, I'm going to let you go first.
Well, my highlight of the night is for the surprise triple threat match that we had tonight. It was scheduled for one-on-one, and then a massive came in, cashed in, made a triple threat, and like we said, my God, these three guys know how to wrestle, battle each other to the end, and ending unbelievable what happened there. Irishman retains, keeps his title. Great for him. So who knows who's the next challenger in line for him now.
And for me, my highlight of the night has got to be the effort of Jude Dawkins here. Regardless of the powder in the face, he managed to persevere and qualify for the Leo Burke Cup semifinals next month here at the Alberta Avenue Hall. I don't think there's going to be anything that could really stop him. For me, Steve Rivers is a sentimental favorite.
Yeah.
But Drew Dawkins looks like he can't be stopped.
Oh, he's on a roll.
And then our surprise of the night, and we didn't get to it early in the show. Sorry, once again, our surprise of the night. I'm going to have to go with the fact that Chris Parrish is out for the Leo Park Cup. We didn't get to that at the beginning here, but Jack Pride eliminated Chris Parrish, so he's out.
Shocking.
Yeah, absolutely. So I can't wait to see what's going to happen next month here at the hall.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting.
Brian, any more thoughts before we hang this one up here?
What a great show tonight. If you never came, you missed a great show. So be here next month, because next month is going to be way better and a lot more more action. And wow, this just keeps getting better and better.
I'm going to throw in an extra surprise here for everybody. There was an announcement made at the beginning of the show. The January 1st show... July 1st. Yeah. Thank you. I need to get that corrected. The July 1st show from the Albert Avenue Hall. Not only are they planning to do it outdoors, but they are lowering ticket prices for it down to $10 in advance, $15 at the door.
Wow.
So they want to pack the place.
Damn right.
And I don't blame them one bit. It was great action here, this show.
Yeah.
And I hope it carries over to the next one and the next two coming up. So
me too, bud.
But it looks like we're getting some muggers come up the street here, so I'm going to let Brian hijack it, and I'll finish off the show here. Wrestling Mind, Brian Hamilton, I want to thank you for joining me here.
Always a pleasure, and I can't wait to do it again.
Our next Quick Call show is going to be coming up next Friday from the Lorelei Balmaris Community Hall with RCW 14th Anniversary Show Edmonton Stop, highlighted with Scott Justice taking on Tony Kazina, as well as Heavy Metal defending the RCW Canadian Championship. You notice I didn't say his.
Yes.
Against the Monster Abyss in a Monsters Ball match. And then on Saturday, we're going to have a dual Quick Calls coming up, hopefully. Andre C and the Wrestling Mind are going to be covering the PWA Fallout show from Onaway. And I'm going to be covering the CWC Tables, Ladders, and Chairs Clash for the Cup final from the Abbey Center in Black Falls. So
awesome.
We got a lot going on. I'm going to have a blown call show this week, trust me. After those two calls in the NHL playoffs, need to get a few blown calls put together here.
Yes.
Make sure you check out the Sounds of Struggle, dropping every Thursday, as well as our new show, Jobbing Out with the Jobber, the Danimal, Daniel Jobber, every Friday, where he covers the WWE Cruiserweight division, both on Raw and 205 Live. We are starting to really pile up the stuff on the network.
Yeah.
Don't forget to pick out some of our videos on our YouTube page, as well as a simulcast now of each podcast. So
nice.
I'm going to wrap this up here, folks. Thank you once again for joining us. Check out the merchandise at whatamaneuver.net. Make sure you pick up a Struggle shirt. Parrish paid me to say that. But other than that, thank you all for listening, and don't forget, folks, if you're going to make a good call, make a quick call. And this has been Quick Calls from the Alberta Avenue Arena with Monster Pro Wrestling Road to the Leo Burke Cup here on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
This has been Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. Contact us on Facebook or check out edmontonspn.podbean.com.